Okay, I'm going to show you how I make my favorite breakfast sandwich right now. So first, take a golden russet potato, put it in here, and then I turn on the heat to 5.5. Throw a little drizzle, a little oil on the pan, not too much, and smear it around with the spatula so it's evenly spread. That should do the trick. It's pretty even right there. And then while it's heating it up, I shred it right onto it. Peels the skin right off of it. It's pretty cool. Sometimes I chop that up and make use of every bit of it, but this one, that potato is big enough on its own. I want to make this video go fast. And then spread that out. Perfection. And to kind of make sure that the oil is smooth, evenly spread, shake it back and forth a little bit. And while that's cooking, I rinse off my utensils because I like to clean as I go so you don't end up with a mess at the end. And this thing is so easy. I'm already done. Crack an egg, throw it in here. Scrambled hard. That's off my fork. Then I use this sourdough bread right here. I already pulled out a slice. And I don't know if it makes a difference, but I keep mine in the freezer, so it's a little frozen when I throw it on here. Let that cook for a little bit. Put away my eggs. And get my bacon ready to go. This is the bacon I use. So I'll pull out two slices here. And put it on a paper towel, which I'm gonna use again for when the bacon is cooked, get the grease off of it. And I've got some thyme. Sprinkle a little thyme on there. Comes out slowly. I'm not putting a lot on there, but it just comes out real slow. Put away my oil. I put that right there to help defrost it. That way, by the time I'm ready to toast it, it's already defrosted. And so you can see what temperature I've got it on. That's the temperature. It's key to getting this all done just right. Once I see a tiny bit of brown on the little small pieces, I know it's ready to flip. I shook it, and I notice not everything moves, so I make sure everything's loose before I do my flip. Everything looks loose. It jumped off the pan. It normally doesn't happen, but I was trying to keep it in the camera frame. And because I was trying to keep it in the camera frame, it slipped. But I'm going to cook the dirt off of it anyway. It'll be all right. Don't want it bunched up together. Doesn't cook the same. Tastes better when it's all spread apart. Okay, now that's mostly cooked. I'll make a little circle. This out. I reused the cup so it doesn't go to waste. Get my plate. Whoops, sorry about that. Put that off to the side for a moment and throw on the bacon. Turn the heat up just a tiny bit. Spread a little grease over here and move the bacon off to the side. This is part of the trick of it. want that toast to be nice and crispy. I use a little bit of grease to help do that. Put more thyme on there, so that's a great flavor. Some more bacon grease up in there. Sure, cook the bacon evenly. Gotta be crispy. We cook it just a few seconds too long and it didn't come out so well. And put that in a paper towel. Make sure to keep it nice and flat so it dries flat. Then dump out the extra grease into a jar. Without my hand being under it in case it spills. It's gotta be crispy. If that piece of toast ain't crispy, it just ain't the same. Then I put a little bit of water in a cup, like a third or a quarter cup of water, and add the rest of the juice. My bacon away while that's cooking. Turn off the heat. Ooh, I should have turned off the heat a minute ago. I forgot about that. I normally cook the toast while the heat's cooling down. And then oh yeah, that's crispy. Okay, and I'll take this off the heat so it doesn't burn my kitchen up. Look at that, man. That's just one egg and one little tiny potato. It's so fluffy. It looks like one. Fold it over. Extra potatoes right there where it was missing some potato. Bacon. I could just lay it like this, but sometimes I break it apart and lay it sideways the other way. Like that, right? Boom. That. Get some green grapes sometimes, but I don't have it right now.
For the final touch, you gotta go outside and get some vitamin D while you're eating your Mike Deluxe. Amazing how big this thing comes out with just one egg. So good. Quick and easy. And there's not even a mess in the kitchen to clean up. Normally you'd have like a pan to clean or something like that. But here's one more tip to make it soap easy. You take this, towel that, you used for the bacon, and you wipe this off while it's still hot. If I have two hands, it'll be even easier. All you gotta do, while it's still hot, simply wipe off the pan with that disposable pan. Yeah. And presto. Good to go. And it keeps flavor in the pan too. Less work. Not taste the same if you don't have this sign up in your house too. You gotta have a trust in God sign in order for the flavor to come out.